neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
I did to create human being. I don't know why, but it says in the Torah, let's come and create human being. It says Na'aseh in a plural form. So now Rashi HaKadosh explains that Ribbono Shel Olam consulted with the angels to create human being. So now, then the question is that if somebody reads this Rashi and notices that Ribbono Shel Olam, he did not come up with the idea to create a human being, so God forbid, he would think that Hashem does not have the full power to make a decision. Yes, it could be, but the point here is, so they could take it as the other way, that if you're a creator, so you know how to go by things, to program and create things. Yes, yes, exactly. That's what the whole discussion is. So which is greater? To know that Hashem is the ultimate making decision, or to know that He consults with others? Which is better to know? That Hashem is in full charge?
Yeah.
Which one?
Full charge.
Consult with others.
Consult with others?
Yeah. He has a need to.
Is it right?
No, yeah. That's better. That's a lesson for humanity. The other one is a faith. It's like when you're in something, you're gonna have faith in that he's in full charge. That's more like a whole.
Yeah, so why he...
Hashem wanted for the angel to watch out for the human he makes also this way. Because
no, they went against...
You want to protect them.
No, they went against the plan. Actually, the word was against creating the human being. Now, no, that's...
You have the ultimate... decision, but you have
Rahmanot
in it, so
that
you ask for...
No, it's not a matter of Rahmanot. It's a matter that wherever we see the Torah, it's for us to learn. So now that means Ribbono Shel Olam wants to teach us, of course, you come up with a plan and you do it. You know, you don't need to consult with anybody. You don't need to inform anybody. Say, you know, I'd like to do this, I want to buy this, I want to go here, so I just, you know, go with along with my plan. But here we see Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us, of course, I'm the creator, I created the world, I know what to do, what not to do, but still, I discuss the matter with those that are lesser than me, that is, our angels. So that means, for us to know, to just go by the matter that we come up with, you know, we make a decision. Some are very serious, some are not that serious. You want to buy a house, you want to buy a car, you want to buy a watch, okay, fine. But there are more serious matters in life that it's not like buying a car or watch or get a house. So now here we see that Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us, for me to present myself as a sole creator that knows everything, I put that secondary right down to teach you that even the greater, the older, should consult with the younger one. Why? Because we do make a mistake, and the time that we just about go by our plans, we feel that's it, this is a great thing, good deal, you know, it cannot be better, and let's do it. But here we see, no, that's not how it works. And Yehudi, a Jew, should always have somebody to warn him. It could be a rabbi, it could be a father, it could be a teacher, it could be a book. But if you don't have that, you're in a big trouble. Big trouble. Because you feel that you can go buy things and, you know, do things whatever you like, then In the end of the day, you realize, ay, what did I do? And sometimes the ay, comes the end of the day, end of the month, end of the year, or maybe 10 years. But the sooner is better. And that means before. So there is two ways to put a cast on a broken hand. One way is, what is it? We have any doctors here? Broken hand. Yeah, there's two ways. One is, when the Chas V'Shalom, somebody falls down, a hand, break his hand, you put a cast on. But the other way here is, before you fall down and break your hand, put a cast. So that's much safer. Yeah. No?
That's painful.
Yeah. So now here, that's what exactly we learn from Ribono Shel Olam. Na'aseh, what's a na'aseh? You should say ya'aseh, that means I'm going to make. You say, no, I'm going to consult with the angels. Now other people say, oh, your God maybe doesn't, no. They could say, Lashon Hara about Hashem. Hashem says, it's okay, no problem. But for my children to learn that they have to consult the matters with even lesser than them, that's worth it. That's worth it.
No.
The angels, they don't have feeling. They have emotions. You know, they were looking for kabod.
To learn that
they're programmed. They're robots. There's no message here. The message is for us. Yeah, that we have to. We have, as David Melech Shalom says in the Tehillim, Mikol Melamedai Hiskarti. What does it mean? It means anything in life has the potential to teach you, as long as you want to learn from it. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Mikol melamedai, that means this world has been created as a school. The school is not the place that you go 8 to 4 and then go home. This world is a school, and there are many, many teachers around, many teachers. And you be very, very lucky that take advantage of this potential, that learn and learn and learn and learn. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is. And we have to keep learning from those that they teaching us. And you don't have even pay tuition for it. You know, they're around, all around, and you keep learning and learning and learning and learning.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.